Today's biggest story is not that AI can help make ads faster. It is that the ad workflow is starting to come with a built-in record of how the ad was made. Google says it is adding a panel called How This Ad Was Made across Search, YouTube, and Discover. And it says advertisers must label AI-generated or AI-edited content using the tools it provides. That is the core change. The practical meaning is simple. If AI touches an ad, disclosure is no longer something you think about at the end. It becomes part of production. A quick note on what we know and what we do not. What we know comes from Google's announcement. Google is the vendor here, so this is a vendor claim about how its ad system will work. We do not yet know every operational detail from independent reporting. For example, the exact rollout timing, how strictly enforcement will work in every case, and how much manual review Google will apply are not fully clear from the source set we have. But the direction is clear enough to matter. This is important because ads are one of the most visible places where AI content can move from draft to public-facing material very quickly. If a team is using AI to write a headline, edit an image, change a background, or build a variant for testing, the question is no longer only whether the creative looks good. The question is whether the team can explain what was changed and whether the required disclosure appears before launch. That sounds basic, but it is exactly where a lot of confusion tends to live. Many teams still treat AI as a tool that happens upstream, in a private drafting phase. Google's change pushes AI into the publishing stack itself. In other words, the record of AI use is becoming part of the asset, not just part of someone's memory. Why does that matter? Because the hardest problems in AI work are often not generation problems. They are control problems. Who touched the asset? What source material was used? What changed in the edit? Who checked the final version? And where exactly is the disclosure visible? For small businesses, creators, and marketing teams, this matters even if you are not running a huge ad operation. If you buy ads, manage campaigns, or hand creative between a freelancer, an agency, and an internal reviewer, you already know how easy it is for details to get lost. A draft gets revised, a visual gets swapped, a product claim gets softened, and then the person posting the ad may not know whether the final version still reflects the original approval. Google's announcement suggests that AI disclosure is becoming part of the same workflow that already handles publishing. That is useful because it makes the review step more concrete. Instead of asking, "Did anyone remember to mention AI?" the better question becomes, "Where in our process do we confirm AI use, edit history, and disclosure before launch?" Here is a practical example. Imagine a small online shop running a seasonal campaign. The team uses AI to draft three headline options, to clean up a product image, and to generate a short ad description. The creative looks good, but the team also needs to know what changed, whether the image is still accurate, and whether the platform requires a disclosure label. Under a workflow like this, the smart move is not to rely on a final minute memory check. It is to build a short checklist. Source image confirmed, AI edits noted, final copy reviewed by a human, disclosure label placed if required, then publish. That is the kind of process change this story points toward. The tech itself is not the whole story. The workflow around the tech is the story. If you are wondering whether this applies beyond ads, the answer is yes, conceptually, even if the rules differ. The same logic shows up in the other stories from this week. OpenAI is talking about ChatGPT work across web, mobile, and desktop. But the source review still matters. Canva is connecting creation and publishing in one place, which means brand checks need to happen earlier. Notion is becoming a shared surface for agents, which helps teams keep handoffs visible. And Anthropic's enterprise example still routes sensitive actions to a person for approval. Across all of those stories, the pattern is the same. AI can draft, sort, summarize, and accelerate, but the visible review point is what keeps the process understandable. Google's move is especially important because advertising is a place where provenance matters. If a creative asset passes through AI, teams need a record of what happened. Not a vague memory, a record. That record can be simple. It may only need to answer three questions. Was AI used? What did it change? Is the disclosure where it needs to be? That is the kind of structure that makes AI easier to audit. And auditability is not just for compliance teams. It is useful for everyone who has to defend a decision, fix a mistake, or answer a client question later. So what should you actually do with this information? If you manage ads, start with one recurring campaign process. Pick a weekly or monthly workflow you already repeat. Put the source material in one shared place. Let AI produce the first draft. Then, add a required human review checkpoint before anything is scheduled or published. During that review, confirm the source, check the edits, and verify whether any disclosure is needed. If your team works with an agency or freelancer, make the checkpoint visible in the project record, so nobody has to guess who approved what. If you are a solo creator or a small business owner, the same idea still works. Keep the original asset, the AI-assisted draft, and the final version together. If something goes live, you should be able to trace how it got there without reconstructing the process from memory. The risk to watch here is not just mistaken disclosure. It is also overconfidence. A tool may make it easy to produce polished output quickly, but speed can hide weak review habits. If a campaign has product claims, image edits, or audience-facing statements, do not assume the AI output is ready just because it looks clean. Have a person check the final asset, against the source, and against the rules that apply to your channel. There is also an unknown worth, keeping in mind. We know Google says the panel and labeling tools are coming. We do not yet know how much practical friction this adds for different advertisers, or how users will experience the disclosure in real campaigns. That is something to watch as the rollout becomes more visible. My ClearForge verdict is, use now, but test carefully. Use it now if you already work in ad production and want a better paper trail for AI-assisted creative. Test carefully because the value here comes from process discipline, not from the label alone. A disclosure panel is helpful, but only if your team also has a clear rule for who reviews the creative, who confirms the edits, and who gives the final sign-off. The bigger lesson from this story is that AI is moving into places where accountability already exists. That is good news for teams that want structure. It means the workflow can become easier to audit, if you design it that way, but it also means the people using these tools need to treat review as part of the job, not as an optional extra. If you want one experiment for this week, keep it small. Choose one ad or one recurring promotional post. Put the source file in a shared doc or board. Have AI draft the copy or revise the creative. Then add one required review step before publishing. Confirm the source, check for AI edits, and decide whether disclosure is needed. If that process feels slower at first, that is normal. The goal is not to add friction everywhere. The goal is to make the important step visible. And that is the real story today. AI is getting more useful, but the winning teams will be the ones that can still show their work.